Tara Christie, Banyan Gold, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So you have a very interesting project, interesting the fact that it's in my old stomping ground, or next to my old stomping ground. That's number one. And number two is you have a lot of gold, but I want to get there, so we're going to pin that thought. Let's start with, tell us about the project, where you're at, how you got started, and you've had a heck of a ride here. You really... It's pretty amazing what you've done with the company and where you're at. So, but let's start from the beginning.
Sure. Well, our Ormac project, located in the Yukon, in Mayo, Yukon, and I grew up in the Yukon. My father was a geologist. I spent my time out collecting soil samples and alluvial mining, and then moved over into the hard rock mining business, joining boards, working for some majors. I worked for Newmont for a little while. Became the CEO of this company in 2016.
How did you get that?
How did I become the CEO? Yeah. Well, I was on the board, and we were interviewing people for the position of CEO, and we had a terrible disaster of a CEO before, who left after 6 months. And I'm like, well, in 2016, I had three fairly positive things happen. I was working with Tamanac, which got bought out by Goldcorp. I was on the environmental assessment board, and I'd been there for 12 years, and I didn't want to get reappointed to that. And my private company, my dad and I had accumulated a land package, and we sold that to another junior, Klondike Gold. So I took a board seat instead of running that. In our alluvial mining, we got some of the TV miners to kind of take that over. So all of a sudden, I was out of three or four jobs, and we were interviewing, and we thought, well, I can do this. And of course, at that time, we had another asset than our Ormac asset. But I knew about this project because I actually purchased the alluvial rights over top of this project way back in 2013 from an estate. I bought all of their alluvial assets. And so I thought, well, alluvial gold comes from somewhere. And I knew the two companies that held the core of this project. And so I set out to option it. And by the summer of 2017, Ormac became our flagship project, and we started exploration. We made our discovery in 2019. There was no resource on this when we very rapidly grew it. Financed in October, drilled in October, November in the Yukon to come out in 2020 with our
How
first
did that
900.
Work? Drilling in October and November.
I'm a Yukoner. That's, you just got to be prepared.
Actually, put on sometimes your hat and gloves and snowshoes. And,
your drillers stay focused. They don't go to their shack picking berries.
So, well, we'll get to this side in a minute. You hit a lot.
Yep. It was during COVID. We just drilled. We put our head down and drilled. That's about all you could do. And pretty soon we grew to 4 million. And then we grew to 7 million. And then we just updated our resource yesterday, actually, and had our first 2 million ounces of indicated, along with another 5.34 million ounces. So a 10% increase in total resources yesterday.
It's very impressive, just so you know. So how many, what's your total? I can do the math, but I want you to tell all of my viewers.
So 2.2 million ounces of indicated and 5.34 of inferred. So that's...
Yeah. It's interesting, and I'm quiet because I'm thinking I have my investor hat on.
Well, so. With your investor hat, the global resource is exciting, but what's even more important is the high-grade core within it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's probably why our share price hasn't responded, but I think with this announcement today, if you look at the 0.55 cutoff, there's 1.4 million ounces at 0.95 and another 3.1 million ounces at 0.98. So 1 gram is a pretty magic number, and to have that significant number of ounces at 1 gram.
5 million's a magic number, that's a start.
Yeah. 5 million's a magic number, yeah.
I played this game too, long time on the investment side. So, very interesting. So, let's talk then, or tell me about, I wanna know about the stock, the market cap, stock price, and share structure. Tell me first, what's your market cap?
So $110 million today, Canadian.
Where did you start, Tara, when you were the CEO of the company? What was your market cap?
Oh gosh, we were, 5 million. I think we dropped to 2 million during some of the really tough times. Now to get back to 100
million. I really mean that.
it's been a battle. You know, being a CEO of a junior is tough. I think we're really just hitting our stride now, and we've demonstrated that this project, I've, I truly believe it'll be a mine, and I'm pretty heavily vested. As you know, I'm a 4% shareholder, which I've purchased in the market. I've participated in every financing, including the last one that we just did, which was above market with no warrants. I have skin in the game, so I'm prepared to put my money in above market, which not very many CEOs have bought stock, never mind.
Especially actually. Not in the open market, yeah. No, I'm aware. Well, interesting. Okay, so tell me about the share structure. How many shares outstanding, fully diluted?
376 million, fully diluted. We have no warrants. We haven't done a financing. I don't like to do financings with warrants. It would have to be a pretty unique investor, because I want people that buy in the market to be able to have that opportunity to make money, not just people clipping warrants.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy in this business. So, and if my
drives me crazy too.
So and then we do have options, and they're over the whole range. You know, every year we issue options to key stock. A lot of them are in the 21 to 25 cent range.
So they're in the money.
They're in minorly in the money. They weren't in the money not too long ago. Some of them are in the money, but really, you know, you need your staff and your key people to have incentive to care about your shareholders.
Got it. So I'm trying to poke holes in here. My concern, and it's really not a big concern because of your history, and what I mean by history is how you're an advanced project. So this is overcomable in my mind for myself. As well as, I mean, over 7 million ounces of gold in the ground, that, you know, that puts a lot of, that makes a lot of ugly things look pretty.
Well, fifth largest project in North America.
Yeah.
And what's really unique is we have infrastructure. We've got a road going right through it. We've got a main power line that goes right to the hydroelectric dam that's only 50 kilometers away and is connected to the grid.
So I want to talk about that. You're going to say, but Didress, what are you going to do with the share structure, if anything? And I was thinking if somebody were to tell me that, they'd have to do something, but I don't know if you have to do anything. But what's the plan that you can share?
Well, it's not
share structure.
My big shareholders
don't care.
They're in it. They understand mine building. They understand total valuation.
Yeah.
So maybe retail investors might shy away, but the institutional investors and my top shareholders
Good
don't
answer.
Want me to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Good Why answer. Waste $200,000 to roll back your shares
right.
when you could spend that to add value to the project?
Yeah. Okay. Well said. So yeah, let's talk about infrastructure here. You got roads all the way through there. This is not out on the top of the Yukon, is it?
No, it's right near the community of Mayo, between the community of Mayo and Keno. We have a major mine beside us. Hecla is immediately adjacent to our northern border.
There's a buyer.
There's a lot of buyers. In this market,
with
the cash flows that people have, there's a lot of buyers.
There's a lot of buyers.
You know, that's a pretty interesting...
Talking to you, there's a lot of buyers out there. Go ahead.
Corporate buyers.
Yeah.
And there is a mine that's actively for sale right down the road from us. So in the next few months, and sale process is ongoing, every corporate that has money, cash to burn, will be driving through our property, having free site visits. That's going to be really quite an interesting
It's easy marketing there.
Easy marketing. And we're going to put up some billboards with our resource.
Yeah.
Here's where it starts. And did you notice the power line that actually has capacity? It was actually rebuilt in January of 2021. It's a 138 kilovolt line. It's only energized to 69.
Yeah.
Serves two mines in a community. Like, when do you have a project that already has a power line with capacity right across your project? And cell phone service. If you come visit us, you'll have 4 bars on your cell phone.
God bless the Yukon government, right? or the Yukon Power. I don't know what they call it. But wow, that's awesome, man. Okay, well, how do they process the gold? Where's the mill? Do you have a mill? Do you ship it out? Or is this, are you bleaching it? What's the plan on that?
So we haven't done a PEA yet. That's coming here fourth quarter. We've been working away fourth quarter.
This year.
This year,
25.
Yeah. 25.
It's going to be a big day.
It'll be a great day.
Yeah.
Of course, we've done a bunch of scoping study work and some metallurgy. We looked at all the common options: heap leaching, CIL, flotation.
Yeah.
CIL and flotation are, you know, 93%, 90% respectively. Obviously, with a very significant gravity component, they're going to be the choice, because when you have this much gold, you're not going to pick a recovery method where you have lower recovery. So it will be a mill. There's options, like you could do like an Artemis, you know, and start small and then ramp up. In our PEA, you know, PEA is pretty early. We'll probably pick the scenario that has the highest IRR and NPV because if, you know, who are you marketing it to? Is Banyan really going to be the one to build it? Yes, we have the team and we've already started to hire the team to have that pre-development. And as you move forward, of course, you change your team as you move towards development and financing. So that is an option for Banyan. I only give it about a 30% odds that Banyan gets that far in this market with these gold prices and how much gold we have.
And a player right across the street, or right down the street.
Right down the street, that actually stays in our camp. They rent rooms from us. So, we have this strange thing called revenue. We made $1.5 million from rentals last year. And we'll probably get some more this year.
Cash flow, right?
Cash flow. Well, you have to be creative. It's been a tough, you know, look at the times that we've been through and raising money, and we run our company like it's a private company in that we care about how every dollar is spent. You know, our all-in drill costs, $350 Canadian per meter. That's pretty low. Yeah. We converted that 2 million ounces to indicated with just 21,000 meters, which really shows you how robust this deposit is. And, you know, I really encourage people to look at that grade sensitivity table. Take it all the way up to a 1 gram cutoff. How many ounces are left at, you know, you look at the 1 gram cutoff, both the indicated and the inferred are around 1.6. grams per ton. There's a really key starter pit there. So our PEA, I think, is going to be very exciting. And our last drill results, at the end of last year, we put out 16 meters of 9.32 grams per ton at just 65 meters depth within a broader intercept.
That's ridiculous, everybody. Go ahead.
And then the last drill results, you know, 3.8, 7.9, 11.9, all within 7 meters to 79 meters of surface in that last release. Wow. That was only 7 holes that we put out. We're focused on the high grade now. Yeah. We've kind of figured out the secret sauce.
Sure, high margin.
We got over 70 holes drilled into high grade between our two deposits that we'll have to announce this year.
How many holes did you drill, if you don't mind me asking, if you hit 70?
So last year was 118 holes in 21
so
meters. And this year, so we're drilling now.
A lot of freaking gold if you hit 70 out of 118.
Well, we've drilled 70 this year alone.
Okay.
So, and that are not in that resource.
Can you tell us how many times you hit?
Well, we're focused on hitting our high grade. That's the entire drill program this year.
Got it.
So we're drilling 30,000 meters this year with 3 drill rigs turning. Entirely focused on high grade zones for our starter pits at airstrip deposit and power line deposit. So, you know, those first 7 holes of that 70, and we'll probably drill over 100 holes by the end of the season. I think you can expect to see a lot more high grade results from us.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just trying to figure out what I do. I get an investor hat, so I have to work through that, but what a great story. People want to know more about you. How do they find out?
Our
website. They find you,
And
your ticker symbols, where are you traded, what exchanges, and can they reach out to you specifically?
Absolutely, and you know, we're at the Rick Rule Conference. If you don't give out your email as a CEO, he doesn't like that, and I love talking to shareholders, so tchristie@banyangold.com is my direct email address.
Okay.
You can find information on our website, banyangold.com. We actually just put up a new video which actually shows the resource in the high-grade core, so I encourage people to look at that. Our ticker, BYN on the TSX Venture, and BYAGF on the OTCQB.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. And,
thank you.
Yeah, I hope you have the rest of a great conference.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely.